Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
Happy May the 4th to you, sir, when we'll probably release this episode.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be something.
Have you lit the lightsaber menorah?
No, but I do have I have Darth Vader's lightsaber in the corner of my room with a shotgun next to it. So, you know, when there's an intruder, I have to decide, what do I go with? Shotgun or lightsaber?
You know, what's funny is if you think about the fact that there are infinite universes, should there ever be an intruder and you pick both of those up and you're like, In one universe, you toss down the lightsaber and go and shoot the guy and survive. In the other one, you go, lightsaber, and then you go out there and you're like, stop, and then he just shoots you.
He just shoots me, yeah.
You die and he gets away. And he kills Uncle Ben.
And then in the police report, it's just like home invasion. Man tried to subdue attacker with lightsaber toy. It's not even really a toy. It cost me like $90. But
no. It's
like one of the legit kind of ones.
It's not even that. They're just like, man died protecting favorite lightsaber toy.
Yeah. His dog now does not have a home. Because he's stupid and he chose the lightsaber over the shotgun.
Yeah, the funny thing is there was actually a shotgun right next to his bed. Not sure why he didn't pick that up and go down.
But... yeah, if there's 100 alternate universes, 99 of them, he chose the shotgun. But this one time, no. He went with the lightsaber.
This is just in the police blotter.
Yeah.
It's still going on about that.
Yeah.
If there were multiple universes, then this is what would happen. And I still can't believe it. I mean, yes, granted, it was Darth Vader's lightsaber, which is kind of cool. But you got to think, I mean, still, lightsaber, not a real thing. But, like, I don't know. What was he going to do? Break it over the guy's head and then stab him with the plastic parts? I don't know.
It's true. I don't even know what it's made out of. It's something. All I know is that on, like, the instructions or whatever, or not the instructions, but, like, the manual, it's like, if it breaks, get away. It's like, don't be anywhere near it because...
oh, because there's some kind of poison gas in there?
Whatever's in it is not good for you.
Right.
It's like a lava lamp where it's like, if this breaks, leave the house.
Which is like, you're fucked.
Yeah. But, yeah. I got that sitting in the corner by my door. I also have a Glock in my nightstand, so I'd probably just go with that. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so May the 4th. A day that will live... I feel like it's only recently a holiday. Like, I'll be honest. I feel
like within maybe the last... recent. 8 to 10 years.
I thought it was even less than that, but I mean, you could be right.
I'll say since I think I maybe first heard it, maybe not, and since I've heard of people like actually celebrating it, but that might be more recent. That might be like the last 5 years. But I don't know. It's a day that it brings up a lot of conflicting feelings for me.
Yes. So anybody that isn't following, May the 4th has been declared, was it Star Wars Day?
Like, yes.
The official holiday of, or the unofficial holiday of Star Wars. Because May the 4th, sounds like "May the Force be with you."
Yeah, it's kind of stupid. By kind of, I mean it is stupid.
It is kind of stupid. Now, here's the thing: we grew up loving Star Wars, and we have found that lately, we are not. excuse me. We are not as in love with Star Wars as we once were.
Yeah, we're not as enamored with it, let's say.
And I think I might have figured out why too.
The prequels?
Well, that too. But that's part of it. But we Star Wars versus Star Trek. Star Wars, there is a finite number of things you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek, though, there are many things you can watch and look at again, and there's a lot to explore and examine. Star Wars, there's not as much, unless you are one of the people that would like to read the books, or the comic books or anything like that. There's a whole expanded universe out there, but you have to read in order to do it. And, I mean, one, who has time for that? Two, I don't. So...
Well, okay, so
I read a long time ago a series of the expanded books of the expanded universe and gotten more into what happens after the original three movies end, and I enjoyed that, but what I'm saying is, like, there's only so much there, so that you reach a point where you start to hit a thing where you're like, wait a minute, some of this stuff doesn't make sense.
Nah, you know what? All right. Here's the thing for me. I never minded that Star Wars used to be, and for me it still is in many ways, but was three movies. It never bothered me that Star Wars was just three movies.
It never bothered me either.
I won't say even bothered. I'll say I almost liked that, because in the way that the Beatles are my favorite band, because the Beatles never sucked. The Beatles were never bad, right? They were always good. Where Star Wars, when it was the original three movies, Star Wars was always good. You know, and I can sit here and badmouth Jedi a little bit. Yeah. But when push comes to shove, when you're talking about the original three movies, Star Wars was always good. It never sucked. And that is a difference when you say Star Trek. Now, I have a lot more appreciation for Star Trek than I used to. I used to not give a shit about Star Trek. I actually do like Star Trek now, but Star Trek has sucked. Not all, obviously. I won't even say the majority of the time. I'll say a portion of the time, but it has sucked. And before the prequels were made, Star Wars never sucked. And now it does. Now it has sucked very badly, and it ruins a lot of things for people like you and I.
Yeah.
The mystique of Star Wars always being amazing is kind of ruined.
Yeah.
It's like Godfather 3. And you know, actually, I wouldn't even say it's like Godfather 3, because most people forget Godfather 3 even exists. But maybe that's not a good example. But, well, all right, but you can still say the Godfather series wasn't always good. It did have a shitty element to it.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Now, people forget that much more than they forget the prequels, because the prequels were in your face.
Yes. And then Lucas also goes back and changes things that – the fucked up thing is that he changes things that people really liked. Like, he either changed things that people liked or people didn't think needed changing, like the fact that actors were different in the movies, or like,
ugh.
And, like, people like that Han shot first, and then he was like, well, I'm going to change that. And then he does that, and people are like, well, why would you do that?
Well, I know why he does it, because he doesn't... I was about to go...
Here's the thing. I know why he did it, I think, because he was like, I want to go back to my original vision of the movie, of what I originally wanted to. But Star Wars has gone so far beyond that, that it just, he can't try and reclaim it as his thing anymore, because now it's gone way out of control. But he tried, and then it pissed a bunch of people off. And the prequels are just crazy. But now we get a whole other set of movies. But before we get into that, speaking of the fact that it we have problems with it now. We've come to realize that we have problems with Star Wars. Specifically, we have several problems with Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
I thought this might be a nice day to do the Star Wars airing of grievances. And we had aired many grievances before about Return of the Jedi and we put them together in a YouTube video. The audio was all in episode 11, The Hutt Father. And then the YouTube video is called Jabba's Palace Ruins Return of the Jedi, which I think is very self-explanatory.
It's not very subliminal.
We didn't bury the lead at all. It's gotten several thousand views on YouTube.
I'm actually very impressed with how many people have watched that video.
It really has. It has also created a number of comments of people that disagree with us. And I thought now would be a good idea, since we aired our grievances, let's give these people a platform, besides the YouTube comments, a platform to disagree with us, and then maybe we can respond to them.
Oh.
There's not a bunch. There's one, though, that's really long that I'm excited about reading. Let's see. Okay, hang on. Let me figure out which one was the first one to leave a comment. Because every few months, we get a new comment. Do I want to read the names? Yeah, you know what?
I mean, they put it out there.
Camilo Reyes. Hang on. I'm going to also start a new thing where I look to see. Okay, he has some videos posted on here. The most recent one was 5 years ago, though.
All right.
But his comment, Camilo Reyes' comment, the droids were a Trojan horse. It is important that they will send them first. That way Luke could use his lightsaber and Jabba could understand. What's Leia's bounty hunter disguise name?
Because
I want to say Bausch, and I know that's not.
Yes. Right. No, no, is no, it no, Bausch? No. It's.
Bosch?
No, no, but it's not Bosk. Bosk is different.
B-O-U-S-H...
Bausch?
Bausch?
Yeah, Bosk is different. Bosk is a different guy. He's like a reptile.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, so that Jabba could understand that language. Okay. Fair enough, because our part of our thing, if you didn't listen to that episode or watch the video, was that the plan was stupid.
Yeah.
The plan didn't really make any sense.
Why send the droids first?
Why send in the droids first? Why do all this stuff? It was overly complicated, was kind of, I think, our point with the plan. There's way too much going on. So, okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, the droids were a Trojan horse, but I feel like, you know, not really. Because... doesn't R2-D2 then show a video of Luke Skywalker?
Yes, he does.
So, like, it's not like they were like, oh, like, these Although I guess actually they are like a Trojan horse if you follow no. what the original Trojan horse were, because they were like, we give up, here's a horse that we give you. So it is kind of, actually, no, okay, droids were a Trojan horse.
No, you can say they were a Trojan horse, but that had the excuse that, so Luke can use his lightsaber.
They never pat him down.
Well, yeah, and I mean, they take him captive, but are you telling me, like, Luke walks in, he's pushing the pigmen around, he's fucking talking all sorts of shit.
That like, is literally the exact same phrase. You're like, Luke walks in, he pushes the pigmen around.
He does, he pushes them around with the Force,
yeah.
And he comes in talking like he's king shit. And he's like, well, I'm a Jedi Knight, even though he's not a Jedi Knight, he's full of shit. He's lying at that point because later on he goes to Dagobah and he talks to Yoda and he says, so I am a Jedi. And Yoda laughs at him. And he's like, oh, a Jedi Knight. He's not a Jedi. But anyways, he's obviously more powerful than the pigmen. So he goes in there. He couldn't have brought his lightsaber in there. I mean, the whole thing of him getting taken captive – is ridiculous. I mean, who takes him captive?
Well, here's the response that I actually wrote 2 months later. I'm sure the guy never actually looked at it. But also, to his point about why not have him understanding the bounty hunter language, why not just have Leia disguise herself as a bounty hunter that speaks something that Jabba knows?
Right.
Like, why bother? English. Yeah. Why bother doing this whole thing? And then why not just send the droids in at the same time as Luke? Like, rather than play a video, why not just send all of them in at the same time? Would have sped things up a lot.
The only thing that I can
No.
You know what? It doesn't even make sense. Because they send in... All right, so think about it. They send in Leia. She's dressed as a bounty hunter.
Right.
And her way of getting in and holding court with Jabba is to have Chewbacca, to have the thermal detonator, and to threaten them or whatnot. And they need C-3PO to translate or whatever. Why does any of that need to happen? You already have Lando, the fucking only black dude in the whole galaxy, just hanging out in there.
How hard
was it to get in?
They don't show him ever getting in. He's just there.
No, he's just there. You're telling me Leia couldn't have done something similar? And you're telling me that they needed Leia to go in and unfreeze Han? What the fuck was Lando doing? Why couldn't he have just unfrozen Han? He was already there.
They sent Lando in first. And then Lando was like sitting there and he was like, oh shit, they got Colt 45 on the... He
got drunk or something.
Yeah, and he's just sitting in the corner and he's like, no, I'll get around with it. And they send like little communications to him and he's like, no, I'm working on it, man. When the time is right. But, like, he did something that Jabba thought was cool, so he's got, like, an open bar tab, so he can just drink whatever he wants. So he's getting a bunch of Colt 45s. And then they send in the droids to be like, hey, we have this kind of sort of plan, but can you, like, check on Lando and see if he needs to get, like, back into a program or something. Because, like, I think that's what's going on.
A little too much to the booze.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening.
But seriously... I understand wanting to unfreeze Han before you do make any sort of actions, because if Han's still frozen, you know that presents a real
You mean in terms of wild the movie? Card. Oh yeah, yeah like you yeah, need yeah. to you the movie needs to start with them unfreezing Han.
But they don't have to do it like that.
It takes 40 minutes. It takes way too long. It's like a really long plan. That they had years to plan, and then they're just like,
Exactly. I don't care that there was things that needed to be done. That you had to go to Jabba's palace because that's where Han was. That you needed some plan to get in and steal Han Solo back. I get all of that. The fact that they needed to spend 40 minutes to do this, and like you said, the time difference between Empire and Jedi was 2 years. They spent 2 years coming up with a plan, and that's what they came up with? I think I would come up with a little bit better of a plan if I had 2 years to plan it.
Yeah. And not only that, but you literally also have an army of rebels. Like, you have an army of people be like, you know what, guys, we're going to go get Han Solo. How many rebels would be like, I'm not going? Like, they would all be like, you know what? Yeah, let's go. Let's go save Han. On.
I'm gonna throw this out as a argument against that. As much as I want to agree with you, the thing is that after Empire, the rebels had to hide, and they basically didn't really see the rebel army.
Yeah, but
during that time,
they couldn't get like 10 guys.
Okay, maybe 10. I was going to say
it's pigmen with axes and like maybe a couple guys with blasters. Couldn't get like 10 or 20 guys like
or you could get a squad. I was thinking you don't want to stage a major offensive.
Oh, no.
Imperial planet.
I'm thinking like you get like the Star Wars tomatoes. Yeah, you get like the Star Wars Inglorious Bastards in there.
Get whatever the rebel version of Navy SEALs are.
Yes, you get a rebel SEAL team 6.
Yeah.
And like it's done. Like that's all you need. But they were just like, "No, let's get this really long, complicated, drawn out plan that has problems with it and clearly has problems with it. That's why it doesn't work." And just it doesn't okay. Our point is that it's a really bad plan when you look at it from an outside perspective. Like, let's remove our love of Star Wars for a minute and think about the plan. Let's move on to this guy, Beatriz. It's Beatrix with a Z, though. So Beatriz C. Garza Rios.
All right.
Dudes. If you think this is so stupid, I would want you to make a story half this successful. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. I mean, we think it's stupid, but and we may not make something half as successful. But this we're talking about one part of a very successful trilogy that was mainly successful because of the first two parts.
I hate that when they're just like, "Oh, we'll make something just as good." George Lucas sycophants that are just like, "Oh, well, my God, he can't do any wrong. Why don't you make your own movie?" All right, sorry, I don't have millions of dollars to make my own big budget blockbuster.
No. Here's the thing, though, Beatriz. This is the last thing that he made. He made a 15-minute long video. Didn't title it. It's just called MIG_0045. Is his only video upload to YouTube. It has 30 views. And it was posted a year ago. So, fuck you, Beatriz. If you're going to critique us for making something, why don't you make something half as successful as we did? Because we made something more successful than what you've done.
Exactly, and all we did was bitch.
Yeah, so fuck you. Like, we have way more successful YouTube videos on our channel and a more successful podcast than whatever you're doing in your spare time. So why don't you make something half as successful as what we've done, and then you can maybe talk to us about it? Like, I don't.
I love how that's the argument, though, that it's like, we are Star Wars fans. As big, who knows, maybe bigger, I don't know, than this guy. And he's like, "Well, you don't like it? Why don't you make something?" And it's like, that's the argument. It's like, I don't think that this part of the movie was good. Oh, well, why don't you make something better? It's like, dude, would you just like just, how blind are you that you can't just admit fault in a movie that you like? I like Return of the Jedi, and this is why Star Wars is so painful for me, is that there are people like this that exist.
Yeah. It's that ridiculous.
I can't even look at a movie that I love and be like, well, it's flawed. Without having people attack me. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, Return of the Jedi is my least favorite of the three.
It's the worst of the original three, yeah.
Why can't we as fans say that we don't like something? Or we don't like certain parts of it, or whatever. But also, obviously it's a big success. That doesn't mean that it's not unflawed. If everything that was a big success didn't have flaws, then, I don't know, there's a Kardashian joke in there somewhere, but I just don't give a shit. I just don't give a shit. That was 8 months ago. Let's go to 3 months ago when Ween Zero, who hasn't even uploaded a profile picture, says, haha, nerds with no life and no talent bitching about Star Wars. May the force be with you losers. Thank you. He wished the force be with us, so I appreciate that.
I mean, okay. I mean, what's he doing watching it?
Exactly. He's
watching the fucking video. He obviously searched for something related to Star Wars.
Obviously, this guy has no life and he's just sitting here watching it.
You're going to make fun of the dudes who made it?
Yeah, even though you're just the one
watching it? I mean, what's wrong with you? That'd be like if I sat there and I watched the entire Fast and the Furious series and I was like, huh, what a bunch of losers made this movie. What? I just sat there and watched it. You know what? As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, who's more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows him? I say the fool who follows him, whatever your name is.
Ween Zero?
Ween Zero. Yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Here's the thing, though. I just thought of something. So he's watching this video and bitching about us making it. But aren't we doing the same thing with George Lucas?
Basically. Yeah. We're bitching about Lucas. He's bitching about us.
But I feel like, here's the thing. We do
bitch about. At least we're going directly to the source.
I do feel like we bitch about Lucas. But in this case, we're bitching about more the story. We're bitching about the story and what happens in the actual thing. And you really get hung up on Lucas and you really bitch about Lucas. And we do bitch about Lucas sometimes. Yeah. But so in those moments, we're like Ween Zero. But I feel like the rest of the time, if he was like, look, see, because Ween Zero is just like, you guys suck and taking personal attacks. The first guy, Camilo, he's actually trying to counter-argue our logic in this. And he's like, well, I mean, it makes sense because the droids are a Trojan horse and you have to have them to do this and this.
Yeah, at least he's constructive.
He's constructive. Ween Zero is just like, nerds with no life, you're the guy looking at our YouTube video, first of all. And no talent. The only video that you've posted appears to be a wrestling video.
Did he say no talent? How do we have no talent?
I don't know. We have no. Apparently, we have no talent. I don't know. I feel like we have talent.
I mean, I feel like you especially have talent for putting that video together.
I
bitched, but you're the one that actually put it together.
I feel like there has to be some talent involved in putting this together.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, yeah, we're bitching about Star Wars, but you know, whatever. But he does say, may the force be with you, losers. So I mean,
I'm sure that he bitches about dumb shit, okay?
Oh, I guarantee he bitches about wrestling all the fucking time.
Oh, God. So mad that fucking John Cena lost the Intercontinental belt to so-and-so. I'm making all this up. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I bet there's stupid shit that he loves.
Here's the thing. Let's look at some of his recent comments, some of his recent action on YouTube. He subscribed to a channel called Smack Talks.
Smack Talks, okay.
I don't know. He subscribed to a channel called Legend Forums. It is the Wrestling Legends Forum.
Oh, right. Yep, okay.
He subscribed to the channel Richie L. 1991. Which this guy really seems to be hooked on Pokemon. I don't know why he subscribed though. He commented on a video. The video was WWE 2K14 official entrance list.
Oh,
and his comment was, "What about tag teams?"
Huh?
I don't know. What about tag teams?
I don't know. What about them?
You tell me, Ween Zero. What about tag teams?
Ween Zero. I'm getting really hung up on greased up dudes rubbing on each other, winning fake wrestling matches. That's what I'm really hung up on. How about you?
WWE champion CM Punk surprises a special fan. Ween Zero commented on this video. He said, "One of the things that I find most impressive about WWE superstars is how a lot of them take the time out of their busy scheduled with a D, not an S.
Yeah.
To meet fan like this.
Oh,
and
to meet fan like this.
And the amount of make a wish they do. Nice job."
Oh, yeah, very cool. Yeah, I definitely. I'm very impressed with a fake. I want to say fake athlete because these guys are obviously very physically fit, but guys performing in fake sports to put down their needles full of fucking Winstrol every now and then and sign a couple autographs. I think it's very impressive. Don't you, Keith?
I think it's incredibly impressive.
Yeah. I definitely think that is more worthwhile than watching films.
So let's scroll down further. Ween Zero finally decided to comment on this video from 6 years ago. Bill O'Reilly freaks out on an intern.
Yeah, that was a great video, though.
But he finally decided to say something about it. And he goes, "Haha, Bill O'Reilly is an asshole." I mean, yeah, but you're a little late to the party.
Well, yeah, you're clearly late to the party. I wouldn't comment on that video now. I've watched it not too long ago.
Oh, yeah, so have I.
It's hilarious. That's one of those videos that every so often I'm just like, hey, remember that video when Bill O'Reilly freaks out and I put it on? Maybe like every like 6 months or so.
It's like when I listen to Barry White get the intro wrong for that radio ad. And he's like, "Hey, this is Barry White. I would like you to listen to me and come see what the fuck is it? Why this is making no fucking sense." And then he tries again. And he's just like, I can't say this fuck. Who the fuck wrote this? I can't say this fuck. All right, I'm just going to wing it. I'll just wing it. And tries again. And he just keeps messing up.
I think I've heard that.
It's good. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I think this guy is specifically trolling Star Wars. Because he also commented on a video called Star Wars Originals versus Prequels.
Oh, yeah.
And his comment was, "You're..." Now, to get the full effect here, in this case, "your" is spelled Y-O-U-R, the possessive.
Oh, yeah.
"You're all nerds." I'm assuming what he wanted to say was "you are all nerds."
You are all nerds, yeah.
But he said "you're all nerds." So the "all" are nerds of you. Like all the nerds that belong to you.
Right, right.
Ween Zero, go fuck yourself.
You are a loser.
Also, why don't you make a video? Just saying. Theseus Moore, a month ago, commented, it's the first time you see Luke as a Jedi Knight, enough said, dumbass. As you just pointed out, he's not really a Jedi Knight.
Yeah, he's not.
He doesn't... Here's the thing. I wish Luke's first appearance as a Jedi Knight was way more badass. Instead, he just comes around and he pushes people around, or the pigmen or whatever, and he's like, I am a Jedi Knight. Tries to pull the Jedi mind trick, which doesn't work.
No.
Gets sent into the Rancor pit, almost dies, but then realizes that he can stick a bone into the Rancor's mouth, and that's mm-hmm. how he wins. And then everything else just seems to be happenstance.
Well,
he's a shitty Jedi Knight, is what I'm saying. At this point, if he is a Jedi Knight,
let's be serious. If he was a Jedi Knight, he would have walked in there carrying his own lightsaber. He wouldn't have given it to a droid. Because let's be serious. How the hell would he have known that R2-D2 was going to be on drink service on the sail barge?
Oh my god, yeah. How does he know any of that? How does he know that, R2-D2 is going to be there?
He wouldn't. The only future seeing things that he has a couple premonitions of people being in pain, such as when he's in Empire and he feels that that Leia and Han are in pain. But he doesn't see it. Like, all of a sudden, oh wait, I'm going to send in fucking R2-D2. They're going to stick him down in a dungeon. Oh wait, you know what? No. They're going to decide at some point that he's going to work the fucking happy hour on the sail barge right at the same time that they're going to execute me in the Sarlacc pit, and he'll be able to shoot me my lightsaber. Give me a fucking break.
I agree. Now, also... Theseus has not appeared to have created any videos. Seems to like a lot of videos.
I don't seem to have a big problem with
him. I don't have a big problem with him. I'm just letting him know. The thing is, yeah, he may probably not be a Jedi Knight, and it's just... He's not that good. He's not that good in this. He's not a good Jedi. I wish his scene was more badass.
Yeah.
I wish he did something way cooler.
I mean, the thing is, by Yoda's definition of him being a Jedi, he's not really a Jedi until he defeats Vader. So, it is kind of a badass scene when he turns into a Jedi.
It is, at that point, but not before that, when he claims he's a Jedi.
Yeah, but he's full of shit.
Yeah.
But then again, you also have to take into account when he defeats Vader, the fact that Vader let him beat him. Because right. he didn't... He beat Vader, but let's not kid ourselves. If Vader wanted to beat Luke, he could have.
But I think the thing is, he also kind of convinced Vader not to beat him. He appealed to the side of Vader that was still good.
Oh, no, absolutely. And
so,
he
I
did.
Mean, that's still kind of a win, and that's still kind of the same
oh, thing. Okay. You could definitely make that argument.
Like, it wasn't all just a physical match. He played a little bit of a psychological game to also beat Vader.
No, okay, you could definitely say that. I was thinking more as a straight physical match. Vader could have ruined him if he wanted to.
Yes. Would you like to go through what I am most excited about, which is the final, most recent comment on this video? It is by far the longest. I would say, now it's not an easy conversion. I would say it's a quarter hosses.
Wow. Okay.
Somebody wrote a quarter hosses on this page. Oh shit. Did I just lose that? Recently closed tabs. There it is. I'm trying to figure out how to say her name. It's a she.
Female.
Haminette. Haminette.
Yeah, sure.
Basically, you aren't intelligent enough to think of words like clever. You have no taste, and you are anti-romance and anti-beauty, which I am not. I love romance, and I love beauty. I mean, especially in women, you know, but, I mean...
Yeah.
You know, okay. But she says, you are anti-romance and anti-beauty. Got it. Understood. You likely favor the all-white with some black... Whoa. What are you getting at here? She calling us racist, or...
Okay, I don't know.
It sounds a little racist, but hang on. Anne Gray, utilitarian, blah, of the first movie.
Oh, okay.
And prefer Leia kissing her twin brother just for luck instead of, you know. Now, okay. Instead of, you know, you is Y-U-H.
Yeah.
You know. Actual love and sexual attraction she has to some degree, and then in parentheses, allegedly with Han. It could also be that you're an a-hole who wishes Han had been left in carbonite so you could fantasize about Leia without conflicting with canon. Okay, well, a couple things here.
Oh my god. There's so much wrong with what this person has to say.
First of all, you are making broad generalizations based on this thing. We actually prefer the second movie.
Yes, we do.
To this one.
Because we actually have artistic integrity.
We do not prefer Leia kissing her twin brother just for luck instead of, you know, actual love and sexual attraction.
In fact, we actually think that that's weird.
Actually, like, one of my favorite parts in the Star Wars trilogy is the part where Leia says, I love you, and Han just says, I know.
That's one of my favorites, but also their first kiss on the Millennium Falcon when they're inside the asteroid slug there.
Yes.
And, like, the my hands are dirty, too. And they start kissing, and 3PO interrupts them. That is one of my favorite parts in the entire series.
And I would argue, though, that both of those scenes are romantic and beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know. Also, now...
Also, neither of them directed by George Lucas. Irving Kirshner.
Now, she says it could also be that you're an a-hole. I don't know. Now, you do most of the talking in this clip, so I don't know if she's speaking directly to you. Because it says it could also be that you're an a-hole who wishes Han had been left in carbonite so you could fantasize about Leia. I'm going to say that could be the case.
Oh, no. You think that's the case? Are you kidding me?
Okay, here's the thing,
though.
Are you
kidding me? I'd rather put Leia in carbonite and fantasize about Han.
I know that's true, too.
Are you kidding me? I don't want Han to be in carbonite. I was upset.
I can see your point. But here's the thing. Without conflicting with canon, you don't give a shit about canon. Why would you? You're like, oh, man, I would just love to go in there and just fuck Leia. But, I mean, if only canon had existed and we can't. That's what fantasy is. You don't give a shit about anything.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean,
you're just like, oh man, I wish I could go there and fuck Leia, but I mean, canon prevents me from doing it because Luke comes out of the, or Han comes out of the carbonite, and
oh yeah,
and they get together. Also, they're not real, so that also prevents you from fucking Leia.
That's true too. She, I mean, ugh. It's people taking it way too seriously. Like, well, she's looking at it, I feel like, from a half. Like, almost like it is like an actual, but like we're watching a documentary.
Yes.
It's a movie. I can criticize a movie, and that's what I'm doing. I'm criticizing it. I'm not saying Jedi sucks. I'm not saying it's terrible and that anyone who likes Jedi is a bad person. I'm literally looking at a movie that I actually do like because there's so much part of Jedi that I enjoy, especially towards the end.
After the first 40 minutes.
After the first 40 minutes, especially. And I'm looking at it critically. I just don't understand. And this is the problem. This is what drives me so crazy about Star Wars, is that you can't be critical of movies without 1,000 people jumping on your fucking back about it.
Because it's a movie, because it's Star Wars.
Because it's Star Wars, exactly, not because it's a movie, but because it's Star Wars.
Whatever it is. Continues. And because you're an idiot, you prefer a simpleton plot with one major story per movie instead of getting two good stories in one movie.
Well, oh, you're gonna... All right, no, I... this person is gonna sit there and say that the Jedi sequence in... I mean, I'm sorry, that the Jabba sequence in Jedi is good? That it's a good story?
And she's saying that there's not multiple stories in the other movies. And she's also assuming that there's no good story in any of the other movies that we watch.
Yeah, no, you should... What's this person's name again?
Hamanet.
Yeah, Hamanet. You should look at my list of favorite movies. It's all like The Expendables and Lethal Weapon.
No, there's usually a couple things happening in Lethal Weapon.
You're right. There is.
Actually, there's always three stories in Lethal Weapon. There's the main story. There's the crime story. There's the Riggs story, which usually involves his dead wife. And there's the Murtaugh story, which usually involves his family.
His wife or his daughter.
Yeah. So there's always multiple stories in Lethal Weapon.
Okay, you know what? I'm wrong. Yeah.
Die Hard, there's like one story, really.
Okay, yeah. But it's just so good.
But there's also the sub-story about like, oh no, what about his wife? No, actually, even Die Hard has multiple stories.
No. Die Hard does have multiple stories.
There's that, there's his wife, and then there's Carl Winslow shooting a kid and then trying to be a cop again.
Yeah.
I can't think of a movie that has one storyline.
There's not many. There's not many. And you know what? All right. Never mind. I thought of an example. I was going to say Man on Fire, but which is a great, great movie. But even that has kind of his struggle there with Dakota Fanning, but also his internal struggle. So that doesn't really have one story.
The only ones I can think of is something like a zombie movie. Like, yeah. Straight up just zombie survival movie, or like Castaway. Like Castaway, really, I mean, like, it's all about him. It's all his story.
You know what? Castaway only has one story.
But you could say like Castaway, yeah, because it's kind of two stories, but it's all connected together into one because it's his survival story, but that also transforms the person that he is, and that's kind of his story. So yeah, Castaway is like one story, but Castaway is really good. So, I mean, yes, it's kind of, I guess it's a simpleton plot, I guess. I would say that it's not, but I guess if Hamanet wants to say that it's...
I really enjoy the fact that because we don't like the Jabba the Hutt sequence in Jedi. We are simpletons.
Because there's also, there's also a lot of other stuff going on in Return of the Jedi.
I mean, are you kidding me? My favorite scenes of that fucking movie are between Luke Vader and the Emperor with all the internal struggle and battle. That is that's the interesting part of the movie. The Jabba the Hutt sequence is the simple part.
Yeah, we don't like one part of the movie and they're like, you're a simpleton.
No, that's the straightforward sequence. That's the really simple, not interesting part of the movie. The later parts of the movie, when it involves all their emotions with Han and Leia and Luke and Vader and the Emperor, that's when it's actually interesting. If you want me to name the most simple and dumb part of the whole film, it's that part. That's the part I don't like. You fucking retard, Hamonetto, whatever you fucking want to call yourself. You idiot. It's a stupid, dumb 45-minute drawn-out action sequence that could have been solved in 7 fucking minutes so that we could get to the actual meat of the story, where it has to do with people's emotions and their fucking families and all this bullshit. And you want to fucking focus on the fact that I don't like the fact that they send the droids in and the fucking Lando's hanging out drinking Colt 45s and that fucking Jabba the Hutt is trying to execute a fucking wannabe Jedi? You think I'm the simpleton because I don't like that? What are you, stupid? You must be fucking dumb. You know that?
Responding to YouTube comments is literally the best idea I've ever had. That was awesome.
Good.
And I completely agree.
It's ridiculous.
Here's the thing. We're not even halfway through what you said.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, screw you. And then in parentheses, she needs to clarify this. Not sexually. You are not getting this, loser.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she's so good-looking.
Yeah. If she is, she really needs to post a better picture of herself on the YouTube, because it's blurry, and it's a weird angle, and, like, I can't even tell. I don't know.
All right, can you safely say that we've both fucked better-looking women than her?
Yes.
All right, then that's all I need to know.
Because screw you, not because you're getting this, loser. Because Return of the Jedi is my favorite movie in the original trilogy, possibly still my favorite after the prequel trilogy edition. Well, of course, because
why would you replace one of the all right, the fact that she even has to preface that means she's dumb.
And was the first movie in Star Wars that appeals to a female audience. Oh, I see now.
Oh, okay.
And do you know why?
Do I know why it appealed to a female audience?
I guess so. Well, maybe. I don't know. Do you want to guess?
I don't know, because Leia's a bitch. that's a good answer.
We'll do Family Feud rules. Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Show me Leia's a bitch.
Ding, ding, ding. Show me potato sauce.
Mainly Jabba's palace, then she bolds, then followed by Endor's greenery, romantic tree village, and cute Ewoks. So I guess Jabba's palace, then followed by Endor, is why it appeals to a female audience. I was going to say no. I think Empire Strikes Back is the beginning of an appeal to a female audience because of the strength that they get that then give the Leia character.
Okay. Yes, you're right about that. The problem is that the Endor sequence, the Endor lush jungle trees, all that bullshit is
meant to
not
appeal to kids.
Okay, yes, it's meant to appeal to kids, but it is not in a contrast to Tatooine.
No.
At all. It's in a contrast to the Empire. The battle is between human, like, not humans, but creatures and nature and good versus the mechanical, faceless evil that the Empire is. That's why the Imperial ships are all dark and metal and the floors are all clean and everything is no, it really,
that's why they have those little Roombas going around cleaning,
right?
Everything.
They got the Roombas and everything's wicked corporate. And then you look at Endor, and Endor is, you got the fuzzy cute creatures that could never make it anywhere near the Empire with the big trees and the lush jungle and all that. That is the contrast between the Empire and the creatures of the universe. Tatooine has nothing to do with it. That's the problem. It doesn't fit in with the rest of the movie.
Well, the thing is, though, I think she's saying, though, that because of the scenes that happen in Jabba's palace and then the greenery and the romantic tree village and the Ewoks, that is what appeals to a female audience.
Oh,
she's
I'm
just saying that those pieces of it appeal to a female audience. And she says, and yes, the speeder chase too is pretty cool. In general, Return of the Jedi is one of the best bits of the entire Star Wars franchise. Bullshit. But speeder chase is actually kind of cool. I like the speeder chase.
I like the speeder chase. I like a lot of the movie. I do. I really like a lot of Jedi.
I really like everything after Jabba's palace.
Pretty much.
Once they get to the...
kind of a lie. Because some of Endor is stupid. The Ewoks are kind of dumb.
Well, yes.
But I don't have nearly the problem I have with it as I do Jabba's palace, because at least they continue to further the story while they're on Endor.
Yes.
Rather than Jabba's palace, where it just stays stagnant for 45 minutes.
It's really long. It's like all the scenes in the first Star Trek movie where they just show the ship flying through space, and you're like, what the fuck is this? It's not moving anything forward at all.
Right.
But Ham and Eggs continues and says, Return of the Jedi is the best in the original trilogy.
Wrong.
And the best in the prequel trilogy is Attack of the Clones. I don't know what that has to do with this right now, but maybe, I don't know. I have only seen each of the prequel movies once.
I've seen them a few times.
Is Attack of the Clones the one where Yoda fights? Because I like that part.
Yes, the second one. The second one was the worst one, though.
The first one wasn't the first one? I thought the first one was shit.
No, the first one was bad. The second one was the worst.
Really? I gotta watch the second one then again.
The second
because
one...
I feel like the first one was terrible. Because he was just like, hey, I'm a little kid. My mom's dead. I drive really fast.
I will watch the first one over the second one any day.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check this out. All right, so she's obviously wrong on both accounts. This is her conclusion paragraph here. The only line I remember on my own of a romantic moment in Star Wars is... Now, is it... A... I love you, I know. B, someone who loves you. Or C, let the Wookiee win. I'll give you a hint, it's not A, which would make the most sense.
I'm going to say, no, someone who loves you.
That's what she says, yeah.
Of course it is.
Is someone who loves you by Leia to Han after Han asks, who is she, while he can't see? That's not that romantic. Like, he's literally, in the second one, he's literally facing basically death. Like, he's not really going to be dead, but he's going to be dead. Like, who knows when he'll see her again. And she says, I love you, because she has this moment where she's like, I need him to know this. I need him to know how I feel. And he just says, I know. And it's really nice. It's a really nice moment. Mm-hmm. And it's romantic. Ham and Eggs does not think so. She says, fuck that. No. When Han is blind and cold and just at his weakest moment, and he says, who are you? And Leia is the strong, super feminine type and says, someone who loves you. That's the part that's romantic.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that me and this broad would get along very well.
She is. So what you're saying is you do not want to go out on a date with her?
Yeah.
Because I happen to have her right here. Ham and Eggs, come on out. My name is not Ham and Eggs, okay?
Okay.
It's Ham and Eggs. Right. Yeah.
I'm really pretentious.
She says that is heavily. Heavily is also in bold lettering.
What heavily is romantic. Broad in the bold?
She's only done it twice. Once for the word
I know,
then.
But it's too much.
But now that is heavily romantic. And then we start the parentheses. Parenthesis, though, then EU. Oh, though, then expanded universe is what I'm assuming this says. Then expanded universe ruins it by some a-hole writing that Leia cheated on Han in between episodes 5 and 6 during their journey to find and save him, which makes no sense at all and was completely an unnecessary story to invent. In parentheses, inside of that first parentheses, that Fen guy is really ugly too, yuck, and he comes off like a weird bisexual, and then she closes both parentheses.
Oh my god.
Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, your romantic point, complete bullshit. Second of all, I have no idea what you're talking about in the
She went way off the fucking path.
You weren't on the reservation. You weren't in the same state that the reservation is on. You weren't even in the same country. Not even sure you were on the same planet.
Yeah, I can't.
Fen, maybe he is a bisexual. I don't know. Who am I to judge? I don't know what him and Leia did. Maybe they just, like, made out a little bit because she was drunk and had too much, like, ramyun ale. Or... No, that's the wrong thing.
No, but, no.
Maybe she had too much to drink, basically. Maybe she had too many Colt 45s. I don't know.
Yeah, a couple too true.
Maybe she was hanging out with Lando, and Lando was like, that Fen guy, he sucks a mean dick.
Yeah.
But occasionally he also likes to eat out a woman.
Yeah, and then they show his face, so like he's really into it, and yeah. No one cares.
Everyone fast forwards through that part of the movie.
Yeah.
Or the book, because it's probably a book, obviously. Everybody skips that page. It's a page-long description about how Fen really likes eating Leia's pussy, and then he's just like, everybody's just like, oh, it's that page again.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then just turns it.
It's not even a turn on.
They're just like, oh, this is terrible. He's not even doing it right.
I don't know.
It's amazing though. Here's the thing though. A long time ago, I said, I think I will know when I'm famous when I get trolled on YouTube by people. And I think I have been, so I think I might be famous.
I mean...
I think we're famous, Greg. Good job.
Yeah, you know, we try. I just... All I want is these people to just sit down and realize that Star Wars can be a big part of your life, just like it is ours. But it doesn't mean you have to attack each other about it.
No.
And I'm usually not really a lover. I'm kind of a fighter. But the fact of the matter is that I've grown so tired of the Star Wars battles and controversy and everything about it it's just too much. I'm growing weary of it in my old age, and I can't do it anymore.
Well, Greg, I mean, that's not good news, because there's another movie coming out.
I don't even want to think about it.
Well, let's think about it for just a minute here. Because they have announced the cast of the movie. The cast has officially been announced. Isn't that exciting news? Aren't you excited?
No, it's really not.
All right, let's talk about it anyway. Okay, it's true that some of the people have returned. Harrison Ford.
Yep.
Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill will all be in the new movie.
Oh, boy.
Harrison Ford, will he have the earring? Will he not? I don't know.
I have a feeling he won't, but I can't guarantee anything.
I hope he does. I hope he does.
You and hope that, he has the earring?
I hope he does, and I hope there's a scene where, like, Leia and Harrison, Leia and Han fight about it a little bit, but then they make up. Because that, I think that'll be heavily bolded, heavily romantic.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think there's a part where their kids are like, Dad, what are you doing? And he's like, come on, it's cool, guys. And they're like,
it's not cool.
It's not cool at all. And then, like, they go to school, and then they get taken. And then...
And then Liam Neeson shows up as Qui-Gon Jinn.
No, I was just gonna leave him out of it. But
oh! I thought we were jumping into Taken 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I thought the three of them would just go and try and get the kids back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but anyway, they're all in the movie along with other originals, including Anthony Daniels, C-3PO.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Mayhew, Chewbacca.
And yeah, I think that's kind of just like they're just being nice.
By throwing him in there?
Well, yeah, because he can't even really walk. He like has to use a cane two canes. Because he's so like big and gangly and everything, and like his body is like broken down.
Here's what I think is also really being nice. They are saying that Kenny Baker is back.
Oh, as R2?
Yes. He is 80 years old.
Well, maybe he's shrunk even more.
I don't.
They stick him in there.
I'm surprised. I'm going to be honest. I really thought he was dead. I don't know why. I thought he had died.
I didn't think he had died, but I guess I hadn't really thought about it.
I thought he was dead, but I mean, I'm glad he's here. Here's the thing though. Here's what I'm looking at. That is the end for the announcement of the original cast. There is one notable person missing from this,
Mr. Mark Hamill?
No, didn't I say Mark Hamill?
Oh, I didn't think you did.
I thought I said Mark Hamill. My apologies. Mark Hamill is in there. Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill are all in there, along with the ones I had just mentioned. Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, and Kenny Baker. You know who isn't in there, though?
The black gentleman?
Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
So I guess we won't be seeing Lando Calrissian?
I don't know.
I really hope that he is not in there, and that they have to have an awkward line of dialogue in there where they're like, where Leia's like, Han, what's wrong? And he's like, you know, I always get this like this every time, like every year at this time when I think about Lando dying in the cloud car accident.
Cloud car accident.
When he tried to drag race needles.
Oh my god.
Like, I just want them to randomly fit into yeah. the trilogy like a reason why Lando isn't there.
No, I really, really hope they do it, and I hope that that's the reason. A cloud car drag race. What a couple of nerds. Fuck.
And one of those fuckers said we had no talent.
I know. What are they talking about?
I guarantee what's ever already written in the script to get Lando out of it is worse than whatever we just came up with.
Oh, right. And I mean, it's not like there was any effort involved in that.
I literally pulled it out of my ass. All right. Let's take a brief look at the new actors in the movie. Long rumor to play the villain in the new movie, Adam Driver.
Okay.
Adam Driver. He is best known, I guess, for Girls. That HBO TV show, which I've never seen.
Yeah.
He was also in Lincoln, which I had never seen. He was in J. Edgar, which I had never seen. He was in a movie called Gaby or Gay Bye. I don't know. One movie that I did see him in, which I vaguely remember him being in, like he didn't have a big part, was Inside Llewyn Davis. I think that's the most recent Coen Brothers movie. He has, and I don't mean this as an insult to him, but he has one of those faces where he's like, you're like, oh, he'd be a good like villain. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Kind of like the guy who was the bad guy in Casino Royale. Like, he has that face where, like, he's got the bad guy face.
Yeah. The Sheaf.
Yeah. Like, you look at him and you're like, oh, he's the bad guy, of course. Like, if he walked up to you on the street and was like, hello, you'd be like, you're the bad guy in my story. Like, this is what's going on.
Right.
So I don't know too much about him, so I can't comment on him too much. But he's in there, possibly as the bad guy. John Boyega. Let's see who John Boyega is. I think he's the one. He was in a movie called Attack the Block, which was actually pretty good. He was pretty good in that too. Attack the Block is pretty good. It's a British movie where all these kids that are not necessarily in the like the slums of London, but they live in like the tenement homes of London, I guess you could say, or the projects of London.
Okay. Yeah.
Like Alien.
Section 8, maybe.
Yeah, like aliens start taking over that area. All of a sudden, they start showing up, and they're just like, okay, well, we have to protect like our tower or property or whatever. He hasn't been in a whole lot though. Like, that was his first thing. He's been in a few things since then, none of which I've seen. But and now he's cast in this. I think since he's black, I'm thinking he's taking the Lando role.
You think so?
The only black guy.
Well, yeah, the token black gentleman.
Yes. Besides that and the ice cream maker guy.
Oh yeah. Guy with the ice cream machine.
Yeah. Let's see. And then there is, I think this one, I think she is the super unknown of the group. Daisy Ridley. Cause I was looking at them. One of them is like, she hasn't been in anything.
Okay. I mean, that name doesn't sound familiar at all.
Yeah. Cause I searched her name and it comes up and every article that comes up for the first five of them is who is Daisy Ridley, Star Wars Episode 7. She's been in a few TV things in England, and that's it.
Okay.
Like, that's her claim to fame. Hang on. Computer's giving me an issue here.
No worries, sir.
Let's see. Adam Driver talked about Oscar Isaac. I think that is the gentleman who played Llewyn Davis in the movie Inside Llewyn Davis that had the other gentleman in it. He's really good.
Oh, okay.
He was the first guy. Yeah, he was really good. The guy that played, if it's who I think it is. Yeah, Oscar Isaac is that guy. He was really good. So I got high hopes for him. He was also in, there's something else that he was in that was fairly big. He was in Drive. I was trying to remember who he was in Drive. He's in Drive though.
What was his character name?
Hang on, I'm trying to get to it. Standard.
Oh, okay. He was the Spanish guy that Gosling was like in love with his wife.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because he said his name was Standard, and she asked, "Where's the deluxe version?"
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie in a while. I was thinking about that movie the other day, though. Andy Serkis is in it.
Oh, okay. This is a name.
Hopefully he is out of a costume this time.
Yeah.
Like, he's not in the most... Him. Yeah, because here's the thing. You hear that name, and you're like, oh, it's Star Wars, and you're like, oh, shit, like, he's gonna be one of the aliens or, like, something like that. I hope he isn't. I hope he's actually himself.
Yeah, when you hear that Andy Serkis is in the movie, you assume it's gonna be some sort of animated thing or... Because, I mean, just between Gollum and fucking Rise of Planet of the Apes there.
Yeah. Hopefully he's good, and I would like to see him not play that, be stuck in that. But I imagine that maybe that's what they'll have him do. I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, knowing Star Wars, you never know. But then again, it's not Lucas, so who knows?
It's J.J. Abrams, so I'm hoping he will partially go back to some of the props and stuff. I know spaceships and all that stuff will go back. Probably won't be models.
Yeah, and I mean, I get that. Like, I understand you're not going to necessarily make a Star Destroyer out of a model. Like, the way they used to do it is they got a shitload of battleship models, mm-hmm. glued them together, and made a Star Destroyer. I get that they're not going to do that. That's not a mystery. But I just hope that not everything is CG, you know?
Yes. I want some non-CG stuff in there. The next guy is Domhnall Gleeson. I'm probably screwing up his first name. He's Irish.
He can't cook?
Correct. Hey, wait a minute. I'm part Irish. Well, no, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm a little bit, too.
Hey, my mother's Irish, and she was an excellent cook. He was Bill Weasley in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Of the Weasley's brother.
Yeah, he was one of the, he was the guy that comes in at the end. And he's like, "I train dragons." I think that's Bill Weasley.
Cool.
Yeah,
I kind of remember.
He was also in a movie called About Time. With Rachel McAdams.
Okay, she was in The Notebook, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this: About Time, really good movie. It, like, I thought it was a little bit more of a romantic comedy. It's not as much that as, like, it's like a weird father-son story, because the dad comes to him and is like, "Son, now that you're 25, I have something to tell you. The men in this family seem to have the power to travel through time." And, like, you can just, like, go into a closet and then think about, like, going back, and you can travel back and, like, do things over again. So he does all this stuff, falls in love with Rachel McAdams. But meanwhile, there's this also this element of, like, a father-son story. Mm. So at the end, there's, like, this father-son element. I've talked to a few people, like guys, and they're just like, no, yeah, I get a little choked up at the end because of the father-son thing that I was not expecting.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you don't expect the father-son thing, and you're just like, oh, God, I didn't know this was happening.
It's kind of like Frequency.
Yes, but, yes, but better.
Sorry, I just had to mention Frequency.
No, that was an excellent pull. That was an excellent pull. Plus Rachel McAdams is in it, and she's adorable.
I would put my man piece in her any day.
Yes. Also, like, not just because she looks good, she seems to just have a really great personality.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
I'm saying both.
No, I know.
And I think both are equally both are mostly important.
Listen, you know me very well, and I'm all talk.
No, yeah, I know. Anyway, so I would recommend About Time to people, but going back to Star Wars, Max von Sydow,
German.
I can picture the guy. I always forget what he was in, though. I want to say he was in... let's see. What was he? Oh, he was... All right, first of all, in Skyrim, he was the voice of Esbern.
I mean, I played a shitload of Skyrim, but... I don't remember all the names of the characters.
I think he was like one of those Dragon Shout guys.
Okay.
Oh,
up on the hill there.
Yeah, yeah, up on the hill.
Yeah.
He was.
And by hill, I mean giant mountain that it took an hour and a half to get up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. he was also. I gotta go a little bit further back in his history here to see if he was what I think he was. He is credited, or I'm sorry, he is uncredited, but he was apparently the voice of Viggo in Ghostbusters 2.
Really?
Yes, he was not
such a weird credit.
He was not that guy, though, but he was the voice of...
He wasn't Ego. The guy, but he was the voice. Okay.
He was Chief Justice Fargo in Judge Dredd in 95.
Okay.
Do you remember the movie Minority Report?
I do, yes.
He was the director that was behind the whole thing. Spoiler alert, I guess, but at this point, if you haven't seen Minority Report, whatever.
What year was that? Was that 97?
What? That was 2002.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Where have I been? Never mind.
I don't know. Apparently, you're locked up somewhere for 5 years.
Yeah. Fuck.
He was also in Rush Hour 3, which I never saw.
I never saw it either. There was a big Roman Polanski sequence, though.
He was also a doctor in Shutter Island.
Oh.
No word yet on if he had that evaporated.
That movie was wicked fucking good, dude.
No word if he was one of the ones that evaporated straight through the walls.
Straight through the walls. Movie was fucking awesome, kid. Shutter Island.
Not as good as The Departed, dude.
No, there's no way as good as The Departed. The Pot is like the greatest movie ever, kid.
I need to check this out. It says here that he was Ernest Stavro Blofeld in Never Say Never Again.
No way.
That's what
Ernest
this says.
Ernest Stavro Blofeld. When I hear the full name, I can't not think of the opening of Diamonds Are Forever.
I love
It's just so bad.
I feel bad about how much I love that movie. Like, I have a sickness where I just love Diamonds Are Forever for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, no, I love it too, and I've watched it so many more times than I ever should have.
Literally, the other night, I was trying to find something to watch, and apparently now it's on demand on one of the channels that I get, like Stars or something or whatever. And I was flipping through. I was just like, oh man, I gotta find something to watch to go to sleep. And I like saw Diamonds Forever, and I was like, I'm gonna watch this. And I started watching it, and I was like, oh man, I love this movie.
And you're like, I'm not going to sleep.
Yeah.
I gotta wait for the black lady to turn into a gorilla.
Yeah. I gotta wait till Crispin Glover's dad dies.
I love this, the gay henchman.
Yeah, this is great. There's so many things that I love about that movie for all the wrong reasons. Like, it's so bad, but I'm just like, oh, I just love this. It brings me so much joy in this world.
I just love when they throw the woman into the pool from the hotel, then they kill her, and then place her into another pool for no apparent reason.
It's like Poolception.
Yeah. It's just so good.
There's so many little things that I love in that movie. And I've talked about it on another show, the Bondage, the James Bond social media project podcast. Yeah. But there's links all over my Twitter or our Facebook page. I think I posted it too. But there's so many little things that I love about it. Like, especially the dame in that movie. What's her name? Jill St. John.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
And, like, she just gets dumber. And I...
Yep.
I argue, and I will continue to argue this, that... Plenty O'Toole.
Yeah.
Plenty O'Toole is a better developed character than the other one, because... Plenty of Tool stays the same throughout. But the other one just gets dumber and dumber as time goes on, to the point where after having never met Q, she just randomly walks up to him and is like, hey, Mr. Q.
Yeah. It's
my favorite thing at the
so casual.
My favorite thing at the end of that movie will always be when they're fighting and they just turn to her and she just goes, eek. Like, what sound is that? What? But anyway, it's bad. I don't think it's as bad as Never Say Never Again. I have to look at Never Say Never Again.
Maybe not.
Never Say Never Again, available now on Netflix Instant, apparently. And you can go and watch it and find the part where Max von Sydow... plays Ernest Stavro Blofeld.
Wow.
Because I think that might be what I do tonight. Like, I think that is literally what I'm about to do. Okay, I've already pulled it up on my phone. So that's...
Awesome.
Anyway, despite that little hiccup in his resume, I think he's a pretty good actor. From the little bit that I remember. He's from Sweden, so he must be good.
Oh, yeah. Sweden.
And those are the only ones officially announced for the Star Wars 7 cast. The only other thing that we know for sure, I think, is that it is set 3 decades after Return of the Jedi.
3 decades?
3 decades.
That's a long time.
That makes sense, though.
Well, I guess considering the age of some of the cast members.
Well, yeah, because it's been 30 years since that movie came out. So I'm wondering if they purposely were like, you know, let's just make it 30 years so that the aging of Han, Luke, and Leia makes more sense.
Yeah. I mean, well, considering the age of the actors, yes, it does make sense.
It'd be really dumb if, like, they came up and Han was like, wasn't it great how we defeated the Empire yesterday? And just acted like he was just the same
but
old
But they
Han.
All look wicked old. Yeah. They're just like, hey,
hey, wasn't it great how we defeated the Empire yesterday? Hang on, let me just take a hit off his oxygen mask. So anyway, it was really good yesterday when we defeated the Empire, right? 24 hours ago.
Yeah. So, who's got the boost?
Carrie Fisher's like, I do.
Well, that was the obvious answer. Fucking animal.
Here's the thing, though. Like, yeah, because her aging can easily be explained, especially if her and Han have a couple kids.
Yeah.
I hope it's like they do a little scene where there's like a little comedy to it, and they're just like, come on, kids, time to get ready for intergalactic school, and they're like, we don't want to go. You have to go. Like, you, what are you, what, like, the intergalactic truancy police are going to come and take us away, so you have to go to intergalactic school.
Intergalactic truancy police. You was such a mook.
If George Lucas was still working on this, that's what I assume it would be. I have better hopes for it, though, than that.
I mean, yes, I have higher hopes than if Lucas was involved. I'm still not going to let myself get excited, though.
I'm looking forward to it, especially just for how they explain that Lando isn't around anymore.
Well, that's going to be awesome. No doubt about it.
Or they do like a scene from like they just rip off the like MASH when they're just like Lando Calrissian's plane was shot down over.
He was shot down over Korea. I mean, Corellia. Yeah.
Corellia. It's gonna start filming in a couple weeks, though. It's gonna start soon, Greg.
I know.
Aren't you excited?
No.
How are you not excited?
Because I'm very, very, very jaded. Just as you know how I'm jaded in just about every other facet of my life, I'm even
more jaded. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. I'm even more jaded about Star Wars.
Yeah. I know. Here's the thing. I trust J.J. Abrams. I'm going to put some trust in this guy.
Well, I'm not going to say I don't trust him. I trust him to make a good movie. I'm not saying that I'm going to like it as a Star Wars movie necessarily. I'm not going to put that out there. I have confidence that he can make a good movie, though, and that it'll be far better than any Star Wars movie we've seen since the original trilogy. I have confidence in that. But I'm not going to get myself all excited. It's just not going to happen.
I'm not getting myself all worked up, but I am looking forward to it. December 18th, 2015. Special episode, I'm thinking. We'll do a special episode, and we'll go into the screening and then immediately come out and talk about it.
And Keith will say how he thought it was okay, and Greg will just be really negative.
Let's role play that episode. Greg, I don't know. I think I need to think about it a little bit more, but I thought it was pretty good. I don't know. What did you think?
I thought it sucked. I thought it was stupid. And I hate George Lucas.
I hate George Lucas. He's a fucking asshole. And by the way, why would you send their kids in first? You send in the kids?
It doesn't even make sense.
They're 20 years old. I don't care. Like they could do stuff, but this is fucking ridiculous.
And why did they put pigmen in this movie?
Yeah, why are pigmen in here? And where's Lando? That was not explained the way we were hoping it would be.
I don't know.
And why is C-3PO still around? Why has nobody reprogrammed him yet to be less of a dick?
Right. Or less gay.
That doesn't even really matter, but he's just like...
I don't give a shit but about him being gay, but he's just... He's like, you know it annoys Han. Like, you know that him being kind of faggy annoys the shit out of Han.
Han's like, will you just eat a pussy already and be done right. with it? And C-3PO's like, I don't have a tongue though, man. Exactly. And he's like,
yeah,
it's a metaphor. Just, like, go get your dick sucked. And he's like, I don't have a dick either. I'm just meant for protocol. And he's like, okay, fine. Explain to somebody else how to get their dick sucked. And you'll feel better then.
Right.
Tell somebody else the protocol for getting... Wait a minute. You know the protocol for getting your dick sucked? What? Why, yes, I know the protocol in many languages.
Yeah.
Han's like, why did you not tell me this sooner?
Communications.
Because that ended like a year after we were married. Like, please, tell me the protocol. Right now. Because I want to go home, get my dick sucked. You know what Han Solo really means? It means Han Solo. That's what I do every night. Because Leia's already asleep when I get home.
It's the worst.
Do you know how hard it is to run a legitimate... shipping operation? It's ridiculous.
It's not easy.
I wish I could go back to smuggling spices. I was getting my dick sucked all the time.
Right.
All right, well, thank you for listening to this special Star Wars May 4th episode of But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Should I go for the obvious on this one?
Yeah.
All right. Remember, everyone, no regrets. And may the Force be with you.
And also with you.
Amen.